Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Red TV with Legend of Zelda. We're on episode 10. We don't have 11, so, I mean, I don't know where it is. I can't find it. It's hard to track down. But we do have 12 and the last episode, which is 13, and that's all we got. And then we'll move on to Captain N. So let's go ahead and get started with Zelda. Nope.
Maybe a place to sleep, but it's in a drafty castle.
Nice job, hero.
Excuse me, princess. Hitch in the Works by Bob Ford. Oh, fishing rod.
With a fishing rod? Right.
She won't even let him go fishing.
Aw, oh, come on, princess.
No.
What? You haven't been let me fish in that hole, Annie. Why can't I go real fishing?
That's the castle handyman's job.
Doof's got enough to do. Which is obviously not your problem. Now move.
Kiss?
Maybe once your chores are done. Now get going.
Yeah, right. That never fucking happens.
Maybe.
Fill the lamps, fix the drawbridge, clean the moat. I'm a hero, not a handyman. What's that?
Oh,
Drat! Doof! What the heck was that?
Oh, it was supposed to be my assistant. Help with the chores. Didn't work, though.
Hey, don't give up yet. Any invention that means doing less work is okay with me. Go on, give it another try.
Well, all right.
Is it safe?
Who knows? I'm not very good at this.
I don't know.
OSHA wasn't invented that.
Right. What the hell? Oh no! We gotta protect the wine!
I'm not gonna lie.
I bet Zelda's in that all the time.
It's a commodity back then.
Yeah. Oh, that's a headache.
This job always real headache.
What in tarnation?
Oh, baby.
He made him fall in love. See, how in the hell can they use weapons? Like, I never knew they could fucking just use the boomerangs that Link can use. That's some shit. No. And this is mostly based on Zelda 2. No kind of relationship with her. She's just a fucking taskmaster, and she yells at him, and she doesn't believe him. She tempts him with kissing.
All I see is a bunch of junk on the floor that needs to be picked up. So just get kissing. To it, hero. And no more naps, okay?
I think if he showed her some balls, she would change. I mean, you saw how that other guy was when, how she acted around that other guy.
Yeah.
Who turned out to be a fake.
Or is it? Say, Doof. Could you, like, make up some fake moblins that look real?
And remember, it wasn't until it was Evil Zelda that she actually fucking kissed him. She would have done more. Evil Zelda would have given him a blowjob by now.
Yes.
He's our boss.
You will have to try again.
I want that princess.
Yeah, his dick is dry. Ah, she'll suck my dick. Ah. That's pretty much what he wants. Come on now. What a waste of time.
Moblins.
Huh? Are you scared?
Why should I be?
Hey, guys, you're going a little too far.
It's like, oh shit, those are real moblins. Yeah, and he can fucking glide on the shield. You could never do that in any of the Zelda games that I know. I don't even think you do that shit Breath of the Wild. Only game I've seen you can do that is Effie that I was playing, where you could use the shield as like a Silver Surfer surfboard. I didn't even see that guy. Oh, he knocked his shield out.
We were hoping for accuracy in these cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
I tell ya.
They do some of the things, though, that you wish they did in the damn games. And I will suck his dick. That's what I wanted to hear, damn it.
Home Shopping Network, eh? I'll be calling them tomorrow to complain.
Shit.
Send me all you got.
At least the fighting is legit, because that's literally how you attacked enemies in Zelda 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Gonna summon something real quick. I mean, they did have him fighting some legit bosses, which is interesting. Uh-oh. I do want you to notice something.
There. Safe and sound.
What happened? And where'd this stupid necklace come from?
Good to have you back, Princess. Kiss me.
It's like, no, I'm
now
not gonna kiss
her.
If you hadn't been trying to scare me with those moblins, this never would have happened.
Yeah, she was eavesdropping.
Excuse me, Princess.
See how she jumps into his arms, though?
Oh, yeah.
She wants his protection, but she doesn't give anything in return.
Yeah.
No sign of affection.
Don't worry,
into it.
Now, look. Ganon is in there, but guess who else? The fucking priest. And he never even got hit. Uh-huh. It was Ganon that got attacked. The priest was still on the step.
Oh, yeah.
But, yep. Another fucking episode. And Ganon doesn't have his dick sucked. And Link, still no kiss. Still no kiss from the original Zelda.
This request is a little more doable than Ganon's.
Yeah. Both, it's like literally, these two men are fighting over the princess. That's pretty much been this whole damn show. Everybody wants a piece of her, and damn. I don't even know if they realized that when they made it, that it was literally just two men fighting over one woman. One was the evil warlord, and the other one, well, evil wizard, and the other one is the hero.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really just weird. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord. We will be out for Grimm's Red TV with The Legend of Zelda. We'll see you next time with more Zelda.